Hey, Mark Rosen here. There's nothing I like better than
the Beaver.
I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
The Beezer.
I'm going to perform oral sex on you.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
It is the 21st day of June 2022. Good morning, everybody. Hope you made it through that 100-degree day yesterday. First time in 4 years. A lot cooler out there as you wake up this morning. Let's get this thing started. We got John Bones today. No Mr. Mussman, but Mark Rosen will be here in the regular cast of characters. Here we go. Phil Wang with comedy to get your Tuesday morning started off right. Come on in now. I'm glad you're here.
I'm Phil Wang, in case you didn't know. Here I am, Phil Wang, old Philly Philly Wang Wang, here at last. I'm a mixed race fella, as the name Phil Wang might suggest. My father is a Chinese Malaysian, hence the Wang. And the rest of my body. But my mother is normal. So don't worry. White and Chinese. Those are my races, fundamentally. White and Chinese. Phil and Wang. White and Chinese. I'm the most powerful race on Earth. I mean, people have tried to tell me that I'm a minority. I'm like, I'm both majorities. I'm white and Chinese. You can't touch me. I'm Pepsi and Coke. Hello, ni hao. I'm Hawaiian Chinese. I'm future-proof, baby. Completely future-proof. No matter what happens over the next 50 years, Wang or Phil is fine.
June 21st, 2022. I'm Corey Cove. That's Chris Hockey. That's Meat Sauce. Paul Lambert. We're here until 9. There's Zachary Halverson. There's Max. You said no must today. But Bonus will be here in a second or two. I think he's riding his motorcycle.
Of course, yeah.
Hell yeah. He's riding that hog.
Rained like hail last night.
Yeah, it did.
Changed the temperature a bit there.
My guess is a lot of lawns needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of the roads needed it, too. Went to Grand Casino last night. On the way home, there were two different things on 35 where I had to get off the road for detours because the road buckled.
Are you serious?
Yeah. First one by Forest Lake there on 35. And
that's
then right where 35 splits and you get over by Lino Lakes. I had to get completely off 35W there. A longer ride home than I expected, man. It was crazy. I legitimately, the road had to be fixed. It looked like somebody had made a BMX track on 35.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That's a horrible place to do it.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's risky.
They used to do it, like, in mall parking lots.
Yeah, of course.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the X Games.
Right. Not in the middle of a freeway.
No. But it's 70-something degrees on my mirror on the way in.
Yeah.
What's it supposed to be today? 90-something,
yeah,
right?
Just 90.
90.
Oh, just 90. On the dot. That's not bad.
Yeah, it'd be breezy and chilly almost compared to yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday sucked.
Yeah, yesterday was hideous.
Yeah, yesterday
terrible.
Was, yeah. You know.
You can't go outside.
Why do we live here? I don't want to live here
right.
Like that, you know?
Too
like,
hot.
You open your front door and it's almost like you're opening an oven.
Yeah, too hot.
You know what? You said it, Zach.
Yeah, you said it, Zach.
When you say the oven thing, I was like,
yeah,
damn, you know what?
You are
He's
spot
right.
on.
Yeah, now I have a really good grasp on what heat feels like.
Yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
for that analogy. That was solid.
That was really good, buddy boy.
Yeah, buddy boy.
Buddy boy.
Man, we're really doing it.
We're doing what?
This show.
It's on. Oh, my God, you're right. I can take it up another notch if you want.
Yeah, do it.
I had this yesterday at the end of the show, but I wanted to save it for the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, no.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Cor?
Sure.
A man's penis has been permanently disfigured.
Oh. What?
After he got... Hello?
Oh.
Well, see you later.
Yeah, it's over.
A man's penis has been left permanently disfigured after he got it stuck in a padlock.
Oh my God.
My goodness, gosh.
What is he doing?
For 2 weeks.
My goodness, gosh. 2 weeks? Are you kidding? Did he give his penis a notice? What's happening?
Yeah, it's been.
It's been. Great point.
2 weeks since my penis stuck. the 38-year-old man from Bangkok, Thailand.
Well, yeah. Spot on.
Was reportedly bored at home one day during lockdown.
Ooh.
When he decided it would be a terrific idea to insert his penis into the lock. Sadly, Corey, he lost the key.
Oh, God.
Over the coming days, his thing started to swell.
Mm.
And, of course, became infected. The man's mother, who reportedly tried her best to help him. Oh, goodness.
Oh,
just go ahead and jump out the window.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why are you more likely to ask your mom for help than go to a doctor?
I believe he lives at home, and she was the first responder.
But I'm saying in terms of embarrassment.
No, you're right.
If he's like, I'm embarrassed, I don't want to go to the doctor and show him that I got my penis caught in a lock.
You're right.
You show a random doctor your problem way before you show your mom.
I sure would. I'd call Dr. Stephen Mead. I'd be like, I did it again, doc.
Yeah. I'd call Dr. Zach.
Guess what I can't get off my dong?
Oh. And he'd go, again?
Yeah. So she tried to help him. But eventually she phoned the emergency services.
Yeah.
A team of firefighters arrived.
Oh.
They tried to free him. Unable to do so, the man was then rushed to the hospital where medics began attempting to break the lad's thing free of the penile prison.
It's a lot like Ben Stiller when he gets his nuts caught in the zipper and something about Mary and the firefighters. We're just going to back up the train tracks. And a one and a two. And a we got him later.
Oh,
it's such a good movie.
It's so good. That's a great
scene. Zach, Max, have you seen Something About Mary?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I remember seeing that scene as a very young child.
Yeah.
It's so good.
The man's mom said, my son is a private person. He doesn't have a girlfriend yet. He's been staying home a lot during the pandemic because he's worried about going out. He told me he did this because he was bored and he likes putting his thing through small holes.
Oh,
okay.
Is that a direct quote from his mom?
Yep.
Ugh.
I was angry at him for embarrassing me like this, and I've told him not to do it again. Mm. Oh, thanks, Mom.
That'll teach him.
Yep.
Don't encourage
it. Yep, thank you. I was going to immediately run out and buy another padlock.
Yeah, but thank you, Mom.
Rescue Officer Thong Thai Donson had received the mother's emergency call, but said the injury was worse than he had expected.
Oh,
and that's why they had to take him to hospital.
Man.
Doctor spent over half an hour on the man's trapped penis using an electric cutter to slice through the lock.
Oh, God. That's as well close as to your penis.
Yes, you're right. As well as a sheet of metal and water as lubricant to help protect him. Oh, can we give me a little more than just water?
Yeah.
What's the water do?
I don't know.
Eases the pain.
Oh.
Haven't got time for the pain. According to reports, the man was later given antibiotics to help with the infection. Doctors say his manhood will probably never be the same.
Well, you know, kind of deserves it. We talked about a robot penis last week and a corkscrew pig penis and then a combo of both. And then that was when Twin Cities Live's crew was in, filming Ben, because Ben's big debut was yesterday. And then when they ran that segment yesterday on the show... like a 5-minute montage of KFAN stuff, and they mentioned over and over and over again robot penis.
Well,
it's too bad Ben's not here for this.
I know. I'm padlock sure they're penis. Recording this. Yeah,
I'm sure they're going to use this to open today's show, would be my guess.
You know, Ben basically said he wasn't going to hold back. He was just going to say whatever he wanted and just be loose on that show.
Yeah.
He said the words flavor saver in the first segment yesterday.
What?
Wow. Does Marnie start today?
Because they showed a clip of Ben co-hosting in 2013, his first time filling in, I think, for somebody back in the day. I think that was even pre-Steve Patterson.
Probably,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably.
And Ben had kind of like 5 o'clock shadow with just a little patch under his bottom lip. And he asked Elizabeth, he goes, is that a flavor saver?
Ooh.
I'm like, wow, Ben is.
Yeah. Does he realize he's
in the upside down?
Referencing fellatio?
Yeah. Does he realize he's Cliff and the Freak?
Nate Henderson. He said he had a story about a similar story.
Oh no!
About what we were just talking about?
There's no chance.
How does he have a similar story?
Hi, Nate.
Hi, Nate.
Hey guys. Good morning.
Does this involve your wang?
No, it does not. But it involves an acquaintance of mine in the Army.
Oh God.
Well, that's you know what? That's a weird place to start a story after knowing John Kreisel.
Yeah, that could be anything.
So I was in basic training in Georgia, and one of the things that, like, basic training, there's a lot of time where you're just kind of like sitting around waiting for training to happen. And we were out on one of the ranges at Fort Benning. And there's, you know, a whole bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds, like several hundred of us. And there are fire ants in Georgia.
Oh, no.
Now, we don't have fire ants up north, right? So there's like half of the group that's like, oh, fire ants. That's weird. I've never seen those before. And then, of course, people are like, well, let's see who can hold their hand in the fire ant nest the longest.
Oh,
and then that. Yeah. And then it progresses to who wants to put their manhood in it.
Why? Why?
Oh, my God.
Why? How'd you do?
this guy, his last name was Farrell. He inserted his manhood into it for 20 seconds and made $800.
Wow. I mean,
did that cover the medical bills?
He then went to the hospital, and we never saw him again because by the time we got back, like 40 minutes later, to our barracks, it turns out he was really allergic to fire ants.
Oh man, he had a swelled peepee.
Did they have to amputate?
I don't know, but the look on his face of regret when we had to explain to our drill sergeant why Farrell looked like, you know, he was on death's door.
Yeah.
We got the absolute piss smoked out of us for hours that night.
Yeah.
I don't think we went to bed until about 4 a.m. because we were doing push-ups and sit-ups because our drill sergeants were all like, what is wrong with you guys? We left you alone for 15 minutes.
Yeah. One of you is banging fire ants.
That's, Nate, that is
that's disgusting.
That's a hell of a story. And, you know, rest in peace to that young man, Will Farrell.
Yeah, poor Will.
Yeah.
Stuck his thing in with the fire ants.
Yeah.
You never failed to amaze us.
Yeah, well, being 19 and having, you know, some semblance of freedom while you sit waiting for your transportation on Fort Benning will make you do stupid things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that guy's poor.
Yep.
Poor
penis.
Yeah. On an unrelated note, last time we talked, I was getting ready to move back to Florida.
That's right, yeah.
And right before we moved back to Florida, the military medical powers that be decided that there wasn't quite enough medical assistance for my daughter. So right before we were supposed to leave, we ended up not getting orders to Florida. And now we got orders to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where I'm going to continue to teach in the special operations qualification course.
Look at you. Is that better?
It's not necessarily better or worse. I'm very excited because I get to teach at the weapon sergeant course. And that is an absolute dream come true. We just weren't expecting to be here. We were expecting to be in Florida. So there was some mental adjusting that, and some mental expectation management that had to be had quickly. Because basically from the week that I was supposed to get orders, the next week I got orders out here, and the kids and I moved, drove across the 2,400 miles across the country, and then my wife and daughter flew up to Duke. So,
well, and hopefully your daughter's doing well, we hope.
She is. She's doing really well. We're waiting to close on a house, and then once we close on the house, we'll get home health and in-home pediatric care, and then Cora can come home, so which we're very excited about.
That's incredible.
Awesome, man.
That's good news.
Don't stick your wiener in an anthole anytime soon.
Zach's Googling how did you get to that one cam.
No promises. I might get bored on the ring. You never know.
We'll see you soon, my brother.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Bye.
Sounds like he's on the range right now.
Man, that got aggressive. No, Mr. Ed's here.
What are they doing out there?
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh. Why is somebody shooting a BB gun?
Oh, no.
I think a lesson learned is just assume you're allergic to fire ants and never bang a fire ant hole.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
$800?
He's being frozen.
Oh, my Michael God. Michael Caine.
He just shot him.
Was that Michael Caine?
Yes.
Why did they shoot him?
Nate Henderson.
Because of Jaws 4.
Oh, man. Which Hawk loved.
Oh, no. George McFly.
No.
I didn't know we had George McFly's laughing here.
I didn't either.
Oh, no.
What's he watching? He's watching
Honeymooners. Is it?
Yeah.
Is that with I'll Hit You to the Moon, Alice? Is that show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well said.
Thank you.
Front page sports from the Power Trip Morning Show return.
The Fan.
I don't know what's going on, Corey, with the penis stories, but I have another one. Do you want another one?
Sure.
Keep
them coming.
Well, John, whoa, next year. John, whoa. Do you want another
Johnny
penis
Johnson.
Story or not?
John, did you hear the penis story in the first segment?
I heard the penis story in the first segment.
And
you want another one or not?
When was the last time we had
of course I did. Why do I come in here on Tuesday mornings?
Large
it's not like you
penis
pay me.
Story.
To get his hand
he did pay me a little bit this week. It was nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. A man has revealed that his penis has shrunk by an inch because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, sure, bud.
Yeah.
All right. We don't need to hear from you, Max, on this, all right?
Yeah, you got an inch to spare.
Yeah.
According to doctors, anyone suffering from penis shrinkage due to COVID may never get the original size back.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
One more reason not to get COVID.
I'm about to put my mask on. I wonder if that would have changed the political debate in this country about 2 years ago had we known that side effect was out there.
I believe it would.
Yeah. It happened to a lot of people.
The gentleman had, quote, an above, quit bragging, above average penis size before COVID. When he recovered from being very sick, the man in his 30s said his member had reduced in size by an inch and a half. I'm a heterosexual man in my 30s. In July of last year, I contracted COVID and was very sick. When I got out of the hospital, I had some erectile dysfunction issues. Those gradually got better with some medical attention, but I seem to be left with a lasting problem.
Oh, wow.
Now that I've lost about an inch and a half, I've become decidedly less than average. You.
What a weird Tinder bio.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Listen, honey, I swear.
Yeah, I swear it's COVID.
If you would have got me before COVID.
Yeah.
And you know what? This guy, I feel this guy's pain because he says it has had a profound impact on my self-confidence.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. Yeah. Welcome to the club,
yeah,
buddy.
Man.
Yeah, we're all here. Have a seat. Coffee's over there.
Urologist Ashley Winter, MD, said, it is true having erectile dysfunction leads to shortening. You have this period of time when the penis is not stretching itself out, where it's not, you know, getting all the blood into it, and can lead to scarring of that member and a shortening of the penis.
So it's like 40-year-old virgin when he said, if you don't use it, you lose it.
That's exactly right.
Is it called erectile dysfunction? Like, how long is that?
You don't know.
But, like, how long, like, because obviously, like, you can go, like, a few weeks without, like, doing it, but, like, when does it become a actual dysfunction?
I think if you have
I think it's a good question.
Because if it's more than 2 months, then I might have had some problems, too.
Thanks, or Zach, your mic's...
Is it?
You might have
normally it's off.
Let's find out from it Michael Scott. Be. Hold on 1 second.
What is wrong with these people? They have no willpower. I once went 28 years without having sex. And then again for 7 years.
Brilliant. My goodness.
It's a great film.
A film?
Yeah.
It's The Office.
No, that's The Office.
Oh, it is? I thought it was 40-year-old virgin. I've only seen it once.
No, that was The Office. A study published in a journal. I looked at 3,762 people from 56 countries who had either confirmed or suspected long COVID, while the most commonly mentioned symptoms included fatigue, brain fog, and post-exertional malaise. Subject also mentioned other well-known, less well-known effects, including a lack of penis size.
This sucks more than anything that I've ever sucked before.
You said it, butthead.
I bet they wish they had long COVID.
Is there anything you'd like to talk to us about, Zach? Because you were sick for a long time, buddy.
Yeah, and then you got sick again.
Well, I talked about it, on the show.
You did mention that you...
I lost all the drive in the world. I had no interest in it.
Is it back?
Yeah. But
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean,
there you go. Yeah. There goes Echo. Yeah.
But there was... it was, you know, a couple months there. I sympathize with this guy.
Yeah. Would you like to help him out?
If I would have lost an inch and a half, I would have nothing left, though. So.
Yeah. Who are you speaking to?
I heard that. Who are you more interested in going out with, that guy or penis lock guy?
Oh, that is a great... Golly gee.
Good
That's
question.
That's a great question. Hold on. I'm going to...
Good question.
Well said.
Who am I more interested in?
Answer the question.
Yeah, who would you rather go out with? Who do you think would be more fun?
I'll take a smaller one than a deformed one.
Oh, you judgmental.
Now you're judging.
Also, the decision to put it in the lock, that's something I don't know if I want to associate myself with somebody who would do something like that.
Okay, well, you know, be judgy then.
Yeah. Quit eating salad at a park then.
Quit what?
Nothing.
Quit eating salad. Oh. Oh. Oh, John.
Yeah, my name's Paul.
I'm looking at John.
I did not follow it.
Yeah, well, trust me, it's gross.
You don't want to know.
Man.
Gross.
Oh, what? I get it now.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
You just got it?
I'm also reading that penis shrinkage can happen due to pollution, apparently.
Ah, you sons of bitches.
Man.
Please now pick you up see, your litter.
Now if you drive by and you throw out litter and you see me stand alongside the road with a single tear.
Yeah. He just lost another half inch. Poor Hawk.
Yeah, you get it. Great. Thank you.
Teacher says every time there's litter, Hockey loses an inch.
Oh.
Time now for Front Page Sports, presented by PlayStation Stores.
Holiday.
Yeah, holiday's the best.
Purple Thunder.
The best, man.
Holiday.
Nothing better than that. The best Mountain Dew ever, in my opinion.
Lightning 6-2 over the Avs. Colorado is up 2-1 in the series. Kemper gave up 5 goals on 22 shots. He got pulled after that. Game 4 tomorrow in Tampa, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7-0 to 6-2. The other way, what a swing.
7-0 to?
Hockey is weird.
Thanks.
Who starts tomorrow in goal for the Avs?
That's going to be the controversy. I think you got to go back to Darcy because he didn't play necessarily that bad.
That's hockey, I think.
He definitely wanted probably a couple of those back, but you think you got to ride the guy you've been riding all spring long. Not that way.
Twins host Cleveland at 6:40. Joe Ryan for Minnesota. The Twins are just one game ahead of Cleveland, John Bonus, 38-30. Cleveland is 34-28.
What's going on, John?
Twins have 8 games in 11 days versus Cleveland, who is just one game back of them in the AL Central. This is a fairly significant stretch for them. I did not think it was going to be a fairly significant stretch for them 3 weeks ago, but Cleveland has been hot. Now is, what, 7 games over 500 or 6 games over 500, something like that. So, you know, how they... A big chunk of what the remaining games the Twins have left, maybe 32 of the 100 games they have left, something like that, are versus Cleveland or the White Sox. How those 32 games go is probably how the division goes. So, yeah, this is a significant series.
When do the playoffs start?
October.
First we shortly after you get back from London.
Okay.
When do the playoffs start?
Well, that's a legitimate question,
like,
bitch.
4 months from now.
Are they still about a coin flip chance for winning the division? Like, they
yeah,
was like
something like that. Yeah.
50?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, right now, the new Vegas over-unders came out for teams, and the Twins now have the highest over-under in the AL Central.
Oh, good.
White Sox are below them, and the Guardians are in between them. So, right now, the Twins are the favorite overall. But I think it's probably still, you know, around 50% overall.
Do you wish it was the Cleveland Spiders like a lot of us do? The Guardians is a terrible name.
I like the Cleveland. Cleveland Spiders were the worst team in baseball history, right?
Even more reason to bring it back. Redemption.
The NBA draft is Thursday. The Magic select number 1, Oklahoma City number 2, Houston number 3. The Wolves pick 19th. The Magic are, quote, still evaluating all options. In fact, Magic president Jeff Weltman said, quote, yesterday, by the way, he said this, I tell you, it's still early in the process. Aww. He said that yesterday. The draft's Thursday. He said, quote, I tell you, it's still early in the process. Auburn's Jabari Smith, Gonzaga's Chet Holmgren, and Duke's Paolo Banchero are the three that are rumored to be the number one options. But who knows? It's still so early in the process.
So early, man.
There is no clear number one this year, then, I take it?
There is not a clear number one.
Hold on. Let me look here.
Is there a clear number 19?
No.
No. Jabari Smith is -140 to go number one overall.
But to your point, though, John, there's no... Forget the odds for a second. Yeah. There's no LeBron James or somebody like that where it's a no-brainer. Yeah. It's... My guess is if you had 30 different teams draft number one, you would have one of these three selected by each one of them. You know what I'm saying? At least one of them would go off the board number one, maybe once.
Well, then it's probably a good idea to play close to the vest if you got the number one.
Maybe.
Because maybe somebody falls in love with one of those guys and is afraid you're going to take him. So.
Chet Holmgren is such a boom or bust. Like,
yeah.
He's such a unicorn that he might be transcendent or he might get overwhelmed based on his size. I have no idea.
Does he still have that sweet mustache?
I don't think he ever had one.
He's talking about
Michael.
Oh,
yeah, it's humor.
Got it.
I thought it was funny, Hogs.
Thanks, buddy.
Who would you take number one, Cor?
No idea.
Yeah.
What
come
do you
on.
Mean?
I've never seen Jabari Smith play.
But think about this. This is how far you've come, Corey. 15 years ago, you'd be all over it. You'd have an opinion on every guy.
Yeah, Lake and I would have done 17 mock drafts.
Why not? There's one tonight on ESPN. I'm going to record it and watch it. I can't wait. I love drafts. Any kind of draft. They're fun.
Any kind of draft?
Any kind. They're fun, man. I mean...
What about a military draft?
I'm not a fan of that, but like any
you
kind
said
of...
They
sorry.
Were fun.
Start over.
You'd watch it on TV.
What about like mechanical drafting?
Rubbin's racing, man.
Yeah, there's right.
Yeah, what about...
there's right.
There's right.
You like drafting and racing too, right?
Yeah, Rubbin's racing.
What about a nice draft beer?
I would have one right now. You need one.
Yeah, you need... this Corey needs an enema.
Are you okay, Corey?
I'm fine.
Are you
sure?
You
need a vacation. And I mean this. You need a vacation that doesn't involve losing at poker.
I'm leaving to go to Las Vegas 2 weeks from
today.
That's
what I promise. See, the problem is you come back from vacations meaner than you were when you left.
Meaner than
so
a...
Are you playing poker 2 weeks from today?
Of course.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You go out there, you're bad, and then you go out there and you're worse, and you come back and you're mean to us.
So, I haven't said a mean thing today yet.
You're thinking.
I just asked you all your draft questions.
You thought he's thinking mean. Is he thinking mean or is it just me?
Former Viking Trey Wayne said, quote, multiple teams have actually called, but in my head, I'm done. I'm retired, but it's not like I announced it or anything. He was a first rounder in 15.
Yeah.
So he's not super, super old. I mean,
agreed.
11th overall pick, right?
He's not done yet, but he says he's done.
Well,
I don't know.
Hey, he's got some
I didn't
money
hear
there,
no
though.
Bell.
The best part about him, though, is the first game he ever played in, Corey called him a bust.
And he was right.
You weren't far off.
You blew
he
it.
Wasn't that
he
good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but he was horrible. Remember that Hall of Fame game? He was awful in that game.
It always just frustrated me that he never turned back for the ball.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know crap about football, but.
People used to say the same thing about Zach.
Man. He just he would be right there and never turn around. It's like your positioning is so good, your speed's good. Why don't you just turn around and either knock it down or pick it off once in a while?
Yeah, right, Zach. Pick it off.
Yeah, pick it off, Zach.
Please turn around, damn you.
Turn around. Eyes.
Speaking of the World Series of Poker.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday was the conclusion of event number 42, which is the $100,000 buy-in. Phil Ivey lost heads up. He was going for bracelet number 11. That would have put him into second place all time, but he lost to a Latvian player who won his second World Series of Poker bracelet. So the Latvian dude, who I've never heard of, gets $1.89 million for first. Ivey gets $1.17 million for second, but he's probably super pissed because he doesn't get the bracelet.
Right. Turn it off when we get to the final three.
And he's probably already moved on and playing something else.
So Helmuth has 16. Doyle, Johnny Chan, and Ivy each have 10. They're tied for second.
Is Ivy the guy, Corey, that we talked about? Was it the Baccarat bit?
Yeah.
That he knew, like, something about the card brand?
Inconsistencies in the cards.
Yeah, he could tell. Yeah, that's sweet. That was a cool story.
Smart fella that man is.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him in person?
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to him?
No.
You ever said, hey, baby, what's happening?
You ever kiss him on the mouth?
No.
Do you think you'll see him next week and he'll tell you to get an attitude adjustment?
No.
Do you think you'll see him next week and maybe do a little toe tapping?
No.
Yeah, maybe river dance under the bathroom?
It could
I
be.
Think so. The NBA ratings, 13.99 million viewers for game six. Just for comparison, though, the final game, John Bonus of the 2021 World Series, 14.3. The final game of the Braves over the Astros had slightly more viewers than game six of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, because baseball rocks.
Oh, no.
See, this is why we love bonus. Yeah. Positivity all the time.
If they don't, it's because, oh, well, there's lots of other factors, but it has nothing to do with the actual sports themselves. But when baseball wins, it's because baseball's better. That's why.
Okay. I like the way you think.
I like you, bonus.
Kyrie Irving and the Nets apparently are having contract talks stalling. $36.9 million player option. He has until June 29th to decide to opt in, or he becomes a free agent, and the reports are the Lakers, Knicks, and Clippers are the front runners.
Man, did you see the stat yesterday that he, and I'm paraphrasing it, but he's played in like 123 career games and not played in like 110? Like, it's almost dead even how many games he's played
in. He's played in way more than 123 games.
Well, it's some,
damn you, Sauce. God, you and your misfactual.
That's like a season and a half.
Okay. Calm down. I didn't beat you in poker. Don't be mean. Right here. Okay. Sorry, Captain.
I wish
he's played in. He's played in 103.
You got a promoted, Corey?
He's missed 123.
Is that over the last 3 years or something?
His Nets career. I didn't see that part. I'm sorry.
In his nut career?
But that's incredible.
What's I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't either.
I've lost the trail. And somebody's drowning.
Oh,
no.
That's my career.
Last but definitely not least, public service tomorrow at noon at Huntington Bank Stadium for Marion Barber III. He died June 1st in Texas. This is open to the public, so that's what public services mean. So you can go and celebrate the life of Marion Barber III, Huntington Bank Stadium. I believe it's noon tomorrow.
There you go. R.I.P. Okay.
Right, John? Yeah, you get it.
How old was he?
He's my 30s. Age. 38.
Yeah, late 30s.
Come on, kid. I know.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show with Johnny Bonus right after this on The Fan.
KFAN.
Reading on Joe Nelson's bringmethenews.com. About all the roads buckling all over the Twin Cities. Y'all be careful out there. It literally is like a BMX track out there. 35 near Rush City, 169 in St. Peter, eastbound Highway 60 near Wyndham. You know, temperatures in the metro soared to 101 late on Monday afternoon, marking the warmest day in 10 years. And apparently, our roads decided to quit. You got to see some of these pictures, too, man. Literally, this one looks like when I was a kid, we would build jumps in the backyard, and that's what it looks like.
Be especially careful if you're on a motorcycle.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that is a true, true statement.
How was the ride in this morning?
Great.
Oh, man. Hey, by the way,
Windy.
Here's something for you. You went to Wendy's?
Oh, how good would that
be? Wendy's would be good, man. Hey, Corey, you over there?
Yes, sir.
You know that one kid, his name is Steve Harrington on Stranger Things?
Yeah.
What's his name? Joe Keery?
He's in town. He's in Jordan.
That's exactly what I'm bringing up. How old do you think Joe Keery is, the man who plays Steve Harrington on Stranger Things?
Early 30s?
He's 30. I was shocked by that.
Wow.
Apparently, I'm the only one, but I didn't think he was that old, but he definitely is. He's 30 years old. And yes, he was in Jordan, Minnesota, filming a movie. And apparently, there was a spectacle yesterday. The Marmalade movie is being filmed there.
Hmm. What?
I don't know what it's about.
Does he want to play initials on Friday?
I'll ask him.
I'm sure he can take a break from filming.
Or an after-party podcast interview, maybe.
He definitely said no thanks for that. He's trying to get us fired up.
Stranger Things is phenomenal. The second half of, not second half, because there's only two episodes, but two episodes to go in season four that get released in about, a week and a half?
Right before,
I think July 1, I think.
Well, look at that.
Super curious to see how this one ends.
One more season, right?
One more.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Is season three a little bit of a down
I've never season? Seen it.
This current season?
This is season four.
This is four.
I made it through one and two. Mm-hmm. I started three, didn't really get into it. No, I don't remember if because I just ran out of time or if I wasn't that impressed. Is season three a little worse than the other seasons?
I don't know. I don't remember. I've loved all four.
All right.
So okay. I don't remember it being a down year, but maybe.
All right. Everybody's talking about four. I got to fight my way through it.
Yeah, it does seem like people are more fired up about this one than they were the last one. I will give you that, but I haven't seen any of them, so I don't know.
Did you see that Kate Bush song beat Cher?
Oh, man, that's mean. Is she going to be all right?
No, but it beat her song Believe, and it's like the oldest woman to have a number one song in the UK.
Yeah, don't wear weird outfits, Cher. Bam.
Wow, okay.
That Kate Bush song's sweet. You don't like it?
What?
Oh, sorry, old lady.
Don't call me that.
You're not.
Just totally epic in the show, too. Just nailed
it.
Yeah,
I've seen the scene. It's...
Yeah, I want to see this scene.
I've seen this scene. Yeah,
it's. I want to watch season three and season four just so I can see this scene.
It's all over Instagram. The scene.
Yeah, it was a sweet moment.
But now they have it with like all kinds of different songs, and it's funny.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
If I see this one scene, if I go out of my way to see this one scene, is it going to spoil season four, season three?
Definitely. It spoils a lot. It's a huge moment in season four. One of the biggest moments of season four.
According to some people, it's like one of the biggest moments of the show.
Totally.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Killing me.
Who's Crowley? What's happening? Oh, is this the other song? What's going on?
I don't know. Hey,
wait a minute.
Yeah. Say it.
That's when Lambda walks in.
I can't believe you know that.
How do you know that's the baseline? It's the Revenge of the Nerds.
You're right. Dude, how do you it's the bass riff.
How do you know that?
It's when the badass Trilands walk in.
I can't believe you knew that.
And how the Alpha Betas are ready to crap their pants because they're like, shoot.
I can't believe you knew
I've seen that movie 1,000 times.
I've still never seen it.
It's awesome. It took me 6 seconds because I thought it was Night Court for the first two and a half seconds.
Night Court, sweet.
And then I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't Night Court. How do I know this?
I'm so pleased.
It's got the same vibe as Night Court.
We have that in the system? When did you load that in?
I don't even know, but it's labeled Nerd's Bass Riff, and I was like, okay. And I played it, and then you called it. I can't believe
boom,
it.
Boom, boom, boom.
Look, that makes me happy.
That movie makes me happy.
I can't believe I gave my parents to a geek.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a scene in that movie?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's from Pretty in Pink.
Oh.
Hey, don't smoke crack.
All right. I won't.
Don't do it.
Check.
Don't dose people.
Can I just do it casually?
No, you can't do it professionally either.
Okay.
St. Paul Police Department is reporting a victim was stabbed to death because of an argument over money within a group of people smoking crack cocaine.
My God.
Crack don't smoke itself. Department says the stabbing happened in the 100 block of Winnipeg Avenue last week. Again, they were arguing over money while smoking crack. Not sure if the victim was so involved in the crack smoking.
I think I read the precursor to that story, which was two guys went into a house, and then like 3 days later, they discovered one of them was dead, and the other one still had blood on him, and was like, "Yeah, I don't think I killed him."
Is that right?
Well, oh my goodness!
I think
I killed him.
Wow.
I'm afraid I'm going to misstate the stats, yeah, so the facts. Probably, but
probably. So two crackheads, a priest, and a rabbi walk into a house.
Oh,
yeah.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Those things were like, yeah, I just woke up and he was all covered in blood, and I was too, and it was underneath my fingernails.
Yeah. it's hard to, like, I mean, what do you say to yourself? Do you say, now, do I call the cops or do I not? Or do I try to hightail it out of here and live the rest of my life on a lamb?
Yeah, on a lamb.
I don't know if they run. That's not how you say it, is it?
I think so.
What'd you say?
I said, or do you think, do I just chill and smoke some more crack?
Yeah, there's probably, if there's more crack, you're going to smoke it.
Well, you don't want to leave it there.
Yeah, and you're probably not going to have great access to crack in the prison.
No.
Or
maybe.
I don't know. What do I know?
Not crack cocaine. You'll have access to plenty of crack in
prison. Well, as Charlie says, Sauce.
There's plenty of sex in prison.
That's what Charlie says.
I have a scientist work on evolving crack so it does smoke itself, just so that line goes away.
Yeah, that would be a waste of science.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things science could do instead.
Ooh, like what? Name one thing.
I don't know.
No, please.
No, honestly, just name something.
Solve diseases.
Like which one?
Any of them.
How about the one that shortens your penis?
Yeah, how about that? So yeah, if they solved COVID.
Yeah.
Or cancer or any of them. Any of the bad ones.
What else besides diseases, though?
Yeah. Should science solve?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please.
My giant head. Why do people have giant heads?
That's a disease, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably gigantism, but yeah.
No, you don't have a giant head, buddy.
I do, too. I have a huge head.
You have a larger than normal one? Sure.
Sure?
Sure.
Why does cereal get soggy in milk? It'd be something I'd like them to attack today.
You know, grape nuts doesn't.
Yeah, but who eats grape nuts?
I do.
Yeah, well, you have problems pooping.
Those are words I've rarely said.
I mean, why would you eat grape nuts? Have you ever had grape nuts, Corey?
No.
Do you eat cereal?
Or grape nuts.
Sure.
Dry cereal, though? Have you ever had grape nuts? You heard your nuts grab?
What do they look like?
They're like clusters. Grape nuts,
they look like rocks.
Rocks. Wow.
<That's close. laughs>
They do. They look like rocks. And sort of taste like them, too.
Look like this.
But they're good.
Zacko.
If you put a half of a carton of sugar on them, they're real good.
They got to be hideous, plain. I've never had them.
Oh, yeah. Those are boring.
What?
They're boring. Boring.
Golly gee.
What?
Jesus.
Lack their O.
They lack their G's.
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
Well played. How boring of a breakfast.
You've been to Bemidji, right there, Zacko?
Of course. Big fun time up there. I renew my license up there.
You what?
Why?
Great story.
I was, celebrating being 21.
And you renewed your license?
At the Bemidji DMV, yeah.
Wow. That's how you celebrate?
So you went up there for a 21st birthday party.
Yeah, well, actually,
recognized, damn.
Yeah,
My license expires today.
I drove from Grand Rapids to Bemidji with an expired license.
Nobody cares about that.
Nobody cares.
Nobody even asked where you came from.
Yeah.
I didn't say how did you get there?
Actually, nobody cares about
this. Did you stop for gas?
A couple times.
The reason I bring it up is because I'm going to guess this is big news on K-Bun this morning. The fan affiliate up in the city of Bemidji.
They don't want you.
A large brawl on the Mississippi River near Bemidji has left one person with a stab wound.
Jeez.
The incident was a fight between about 25 people who were tubing on the river. The two
they had a knife fight while tubing on the river?
I guess.
It's a daily problem on the Apple River in Somerset.
Yeah.
Is this Double Dragon?
You know, that's a good reference.
Thank you.
Yeah, you stopped me right in my tracks.
You and Corey got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The two groups totaling about 25 people stopped at a shallow spot in the river, and then there was an argument, of course, which led to a brawl. The sheriff's office says a 20-year-old Deer River woman stabbed a 21-year-old from Bemidji. I'm a guess nobody in the room here thought that it was a lady who did the stabbing.
You are correct.
Thank you. The victim is expected to fully recover, and the suspect has been arrested on a charge of second-degree assault. That is something that you
that's
guys...
That's a felony.
I would think that's pretty aggressive. Yeah,
I would assume.
Stabbing somebody is usually not a good idea. That's something you all do up here that we didn't do back home is tubing. You guys love the tubing up here.
Yeah, tubing's fun. Yeah. I think I've been down the Apple River maybe twice.
We didn't
tube
back home. No.
You don't have enough water.
That's true. We didn't have a whole lot of... right. We had creeks.
How many times have you been down the Apple River, Cor?
Once, and that was one more than I should have.
Was there pee in the water?
It's just gross.
There's like syringes and diseases and alligators. It's garbage.
If there are alligators, then you're doing drugs.
It is. It has degenerated. It has absolutely degenerated. There was a time...
Is it still a thing?
There was a time like in the early 80s... Well, like our church, your youth group would tube down the Apple River.
What?
That's when Corey went.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it got, I think the last time I did it was probably mid-90s, late 90s. Over that 15-year stretch, it deteriorated a lot.
Yeah. People just, you get on the tube and you start drinking, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you start drinking before you get on the tube.
You just roll on down there on the river.
Yeah. Man, it's still a thing. It's alive and well.
Yeah. And you get off.
Each person, it says on the website, top of the website, each person must sign liability waiver.
It's amazing that more people don't die in that environment. Because, I mean, like again, there's people camp out there and they just get smashed.
Smashed?
And, oh, man, it's a dangerous place. And the river is probably really nasty.
Oh, yeah, I would guess that people just go ahead and pee in there.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Pee.
Yeah, I know that
everything else.
I know that fishies do, you know?
If you just randomly stab a person on a river, how is that second degree assault? Like, what do you got to do to make it first?
I don't know. That's a great question. I guess I never thought about it.
Here's the thing.
So first is premeditated, right?
Yeah,
second? Second is just I just happened to... Maybe, spur of the moment?
I guess it's I got pissed and I stabbed you.
Okay, well.
I guess first you might be right. First is I'm going to go to the river and stab her today or right, him today because I don't like them.
Right.
But a good lawyer would say, why are you going down the river with a knife?
Right.
You must have thought
with
this
on an inflatable device.
Well, according to Corey, there's alligators.
Again, in fairness, I think you should come fully armed if you're floating down the Apple River.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. See, this is why you make
people,
a good attorney.
People in the last couple of months are like, why would any person need an AR-15? I would say you've never been down the Apple River.
All right. The real question my case.
Did she flip her tube? Because if she didn't, if she managed to stab him and just keep going, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
then she should get away with it.
She should be on the American Gladiator.
Why do you have a knife in the first place?
It is exactly what we've been asking the last 12 seconds.
Have you seen Meat Sauce?
What Really Matters is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
And I was worried about the way that things might have been. They will keep on turning.
When the days are cold in the car.
Win a pair of exclusive passes to witness the Pilgrim Passer Invitational Championship presented by Casey's General Store live and in person at the KFAM Press Box here at Planet Utica on Friday, June 24th. That's this Friday. For details and to register, go to KFAM.com, make the keyword contest.
Yeah.
Duh.
Friday, 1:30.
Hell yeah, I'll be here.
Are you getting into the headspace, proper headspace for this? You
haven't thought of it.
The goal.
Well, somebody's got breaking news, I heard.
I do.
I can tell you, Donaldson and Guard are gearing up.
Fired up, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
they're fired
focused. Good luck to them.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know what to say anymore. What do you got there, Saucy?
I don't have anything. What
you
are you talking
said you
about,
breaking
Zach?
News.
No, I didn't. Zach said I did.
Well, maybe this isn't as breaking as I thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
What?
Never mind.
What? Well, what the hell?
I must not have been listening earlier. Did you not share the Brooks Koepka news?
I didn't see the Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka is joining Liv.
No way.
Yep.
Livia?
Really?
Congratulations. Oh. You know, I mean, it's the right thing to do.
Of course he is. How did I not see this?
I don't know why Zach thought you had.
Yeah. I assumed you're like on it usually. So
that's weird.
I didn't trust myself.
That just happened is weird. Everything.
But yeah, Brooks Koepka joining, as of this morning, joining the Liv Golf Series.
Well, Liv can still play in the majors, right?
Yeah.
And that's all he really cares about.
That's all he cares about, man.
So why not make a crap load of money in the meantime and then still play in the majors?
His pressers last week at the U.S. Open, I mean, this was the biggest open secret ever. He clearly was going to make this move. So it's not a surprise, but...
It's just like Bonus said, though. Any way he can get out of not playing in random tournaments, he's all for it.
He's not going to be able to play 3M Open anymore.
He ripped that.
I know. What a
douche. How about that damn putt by Zalatoris?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
It was so good. It was such a good putt.
Well, yeah. The Fitzpatrick shot before was incredible, though. Yeah. He had a wide open door, and he nails that shot.
You know, there's table limits.
That was the sweat.
You know, there's table limits on like a blackjack table because if you bet $5 and lose, you could just bet 10 and then win your money back, right? But if you lost that hand, you could just bet 15. Sure. You could just keep upping your bet to try to like curb all of your previous losses.
Up
so they
the point you're
up
the
until
money.
The point where you hit the table limit, right? I feel like that's what I'm going to do with Will Zalatoris. I'm going to bet money that he's going to win the major. And then if he loses it, I'm going to bet even more the next major. Yeah. And then even more the next major because he's going to win one.
Yeah. Right.
Will's going to win multiple majors. He's got to have that ticket when he does it.
Huh. Well done, by the way, on getting him before he finished second in the U.S. Open. I'm sure his
I got him at 28
Masters
to 1.
Odds are probably...
What are his...
I wonder what the latest...
And I might put more money on him in 2 weeks. I might just load up. I don't know if he's winning the British, but I think he's winning the Masters next year.
He is. He's plus 2,200 to win the
British.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for What Really Matters. Scores and stats around the world of sports and in between. Chris changes your life with something else.
Wait, Hawk has breaking news.
Yeah, I sure do.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Zach, what's my breaking news that you assume? I'm not sure. I don't really have anything.
Ronnie James Dio.
Still dead.
He's dead.
But what really matters is this.
Poor Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah, RJD. Why did you have to do that?
Yeah, now you made me sad. I said it earlier. I'll say it again. Yesterday was the first 100-degree day in the Twin Cities since May 28th, 2018. 4 years.
Nothing makes me want to go bald like a 100-degree day.
Do I know?
Yeah,
go welcome. Bald.
Oh, welcome. Bald. Okay. Oh. I wanted to move to Alaska yesterday.
It's too hot. You can't even go outside.
Yeah, I'm ready for winter.
The air conditioning is like
it's an unpopular thing for me to say, but it's the truth.
No, I'm 100% on your side.
Thank you, Sweet Pea.
Well, shout out to all the dog owners out there because it's tough when it's 101 and you have dogs, especially puppies, because my dogs have been making pretty solid potty training progress. Well, yesterday, if they're out for about 2 minutes, they are panting like crazy. I'm like, let's get these sons of bitches back in the house. Right. So I think they had about 6 accidents yesterday.
No.
Yeah, that happens.
Whose fault was that, yours?
No, I think Ra.
The TV show?
The Sun God.
Oh. Rah, rah,
is that who you pray to?
Rah, rah,
yeah. That's who Carlin prays to. The son. Yeah. And Joe Pesci.
He prays to Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
You.
Whoa.
Can I give an underrated activity on the hottest days of the year?
Masturbation.
Spanking it? Hammering it?
That's never an underrated.
Smoking crack?
Yeah.
Going touching down the it? Apple River.
That's almost always an overrated.
Taking
reading
a
about Brooks Koepka.
Overrated. Yeah,
are we breaking close?
Just going for a walk at like 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's Vegas, right? Yeah. Vegas is unbearable during the day, but once the sun goes down and it's warm, but
it's,
not.
It's still 94 degrees out at 9 p.m.
Like it, correct.
But the sun is down and the wind is up and it is gorgeous.
It's the best.
Well said. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Or getting out, like when we do the show, getting out before that sun completely comes up, it's great.
Morning walks or sunset walks in Vegas are the best.
Yeah.
See it.
I miss Las Vegas.
See it.
Gordon Lightfoot, you sexy son of a bitch. Sing about sundown.
Wasn't he just here?
In the studio? I didn't see him.
He's in the studio.
He was here like last night.
In the studio?
Not here.
He's here.
Sing it, Gordon, now. Sundown, you better take care.
This song wails.
Even flossing with my...
the Lightning beat the Avs 6-2. After a 7-0 ass-kicking, the Lightning fight back and put up 6 against Colorado, so they trail the series 2-1, game 4 tomorrow.
People are more likely to grant a favor if you speak into their right ear.
Mm. Weird.
That is weird.
That's weird.
That's super weird. But that's a good thing to know, Hogs.
Thanks.
I guess that's... got to be more likely, though, a close relative or spouse or something. How often are you kind of half whispering or talking into one ear? Like, if I ask you for a favor, John, I'm not going to say it into one ear. I'm going to say it head on, which hits both ears.
I'm probably going to say this.
I don't get it.
If you whisper into my right ear, I'm probably going to say, I'll do whatever you want. Just get away from me.
Yeah. Yeah, well said.
That's ASMR. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's a big thing.
I freaking hate it.
Do you really?
Oh, it makes me so uncomfortable.
Same.
Yeah, I don't like
why?
It.
Why? Can't stand it.
What is it?
I don't really get it.
I don't know what it is.
I don't really understand.
That whisper stuff when they people do those podcasts, but they just whisper into the microphone.
Or it's just like sounds, too, that like are supposed to relax people or kind of like get you to zone out. It's like a big thing now.
When people
it's
swear
a huge
by it.
Thing. Yeah.
It's the opposite for me. It makes me super uncomfortable.
The big thing now is ASMR cooking. Where, like, everything is loud, where, like, they cut everything and then they mix everything. That's the big thing now.
Somehow I missed the big thing because I have no idea what the
you
hell
you don't know what ASMR is?
No.
We went over it the one time.
We talked about it a billion
times.
Yeah,
the gal that was, like, whispering about, like, clothing or something. Yeah. Now, and it's like, see the cloth of the shirt. Touch it.
Why do I have an erection?
You're like, what?
Did you just say something about Hephaestus?
Yeah, they, like emphasize like the S's and the T's.
Was
and the sound, they like pop.
You made all the tools for the gods.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there's
kind
a
of Uncle Fester from Adam's family.
No, he didn't. Yeah.
People get aroused.
You're aroused.
Madam's family? The doll?
What?
And this is Gordon Lightfoot, but then the gal in Adam's family, one called him Gordon. And that's the connection to this song.
My erection won't go anywhere if you keep doing that.
Man, there has to be ASMR porn, right?
There absolutely is.
Yep. Oh, can we watch it during the break?
Well, I never know. The Twins host Cleveland tonight at 6:40. Joe Ryan on the mound for Minnesota. The Twins square off against Cleveland for 3, and then they have 3 against somebody else, and then what, 5 next week?
And 5 in 4 days in Cleveland, yeah.
Ooh.
So they'll have 11 of their total 19 games versus Cleveland
for
the year.
What's up with their 5-game set, though? How rare is that?
I think one of those games is being made up from the week that was canceled. I think it was supposed to be a 4-game set, and then they have to, you know, they missed 1 week of games at the beginning of the season due to the lockout, and so they made up 3 of them on the back end. They're playing those after the season ends. Those are the 3 versus the White Sox, and they've got 3 that they're just kind of jamming in versus Cleveland at various points. So that's where one of them is going.
Can I ask you a really quick question? Mm-hmm. How's your eye doing?
Oh, it's good.
Good.
Yeah, it's healing.
Thank you.
It looks terrible, but
no, it looks
on the
great
inside.
But,
yeah.
I like it.
Didn't even notice.
Yeah, I think it looks hot.
What really matters is this.
All right, I'll give you one more. In case you've been wondering, and I know you might have at some point in your life, your farts are not powerful enough to propel you in zero gravity.
I beg to differ if they calibrated your farts.
Yeah, I know. It
yeah,
like
you
I,
fart a
yeah,
lot.
It seemed like it'd shoot me to Neptune. But nope.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Apollo 13 could have used you to get back home.
That's real sweet of you.
Yeah. Thank you. That's a great
that.
Film.
Thank
great
you.
Great movie.
Yeah, I understand that as well. So there you go. That is what really matters. You guys feel...
I thought it was great. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. This song rips.
I should have gone. I should have seen him.
Where should you have gone?
Where?
Gordon Lightfoot. He played here last night.
Where?
I don't know, but somewhere in Minneapolis.
Well, how would you have gone
if you didn't know where it was and it's yesterday?
I probably would have looked it up.
the Chippewa down to the big lake, they call Kitchigoo.
You'd fall asleep during this.
Yeah,
you'd do bad.
Played the State Theater.
And I renewed my license in Bemidji. Got into a knife fight out on the Crupper Creek. Into it, and I stabbed some bitch with my knife now.
I like to whisper about
it. Then I broke in with news that I thought Sauce had seen. It was Brooks Koepka going to the live tour.
Ship I'm completely unprepared for that breaking news because I'm on what we call BuzzFeed.
As the big freighters go.
Thank you.
I'm going to stop the song. You ruined it.
News is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.